Identification of the squint defect. In the case of large strabismus, the defect is visible enough to identify it. For a correct performance of exercises, it is important to define the type of squint, or the direction of the eye escape. In the case of small defects or a hidden squint, the person affected is often unaware of the defect. Therefore, everyone should examine himself/herself for this defect, as its premature identification guarantees easier and faster recovery. The simplest method to identify this defect is to consult the other person, who will be able to determine quickly whether one of our eyes deviates to one of the sides. For the test, you should preferably use a book or chart, asking the examined person to observe a given word or letter. The chart should be placed about 20 centimeters from the face of the examined person and gradually moved away. At each distance, we carefully observe whether the eyes converge and one of them possibly squints. You can also use the method of eye covering, covering alternately the left and right eye, preferably with a piece of square sheet moved slowly from one side to the other. In the case of a hidden squint, the squinting eye manifests itself at the loss of the binocular vision, which can be observed looking at the eye behind the sheet.